Today, St. Vincent and the Grenadines joins the global community in observing World Prematurity Day with the Ministry of Health and the Neonatal Unit at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital hosting a march and rally to highlight the challenges faced by premature babies and the importance of early maternal care. The event marks the culmination of a week of activities held from November 10, focusing on education, prevention, and improving neonatal outcomes. Speaking on radio, Dr. Joy Walter said, "This country has been making important strides in line with this year's theme, A Stronger Start for a Brighter Future." She announced the introduction of surfactant therapy at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, calling it a major step forward in improving survival rates for premature babies.
In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we have been making strides in keeping with the theme, A Stronger Start for a Brighter Future. In this year alone, we have been implementing new things. We have been strengthening our bonds and our consult with neonatologists. And so I am pleased to announce that the implementation of having surfactant available. Surfactant is one of those substances that are naturally produced in the lungs as a baby grows, the fetus grows. Once the baby is born prematurely, this is deficient in the baby and it can cause the baby to go into respiratory distress and can even cause death of the baby. So we have that readily available now, which we are giving to our babies, and we have been seeing drastic improvements in their breathing and even in their survival.
Dr. Walters said preventing premature birth begins with strong antenatal care, urging women to prioritize their health. She warned that unmanaged chronic illnesses and infections raise the risk of early labor and stressed that early screening and regular checkups are vital for protecting mother and baby.
It begins with the females in reproductive stage, taking care of themselves, being prepared for a pregnancy, because some of the causes, antenatally, it has to do with the mother. Things like ongoing diseases or underlying diseases that a mother may have. Things like diabetes that we take for granted, hypertension, even things like untreated infections during your pregnancy. One of the main infections is urinary tract infection. So this is why the antenatal care is so vital, because some people, they walk around with chronic illnesses and maybe because they don't check, they don't know. And then you get pregnant. Your hormones are all over the place and it triggers you to go into an exacerbation or even debut with your disease in the hospital, being pregnant.
Dr. Walters urged women to prepare for pregnancy early, noting that entering pregnancy healthy and informed reduces the risk of premature birth, a strain not only on mothers and families, but on the hospital system as well.
Sometimes we don't have time to prepare. And this is why I want to reach out to those young ladies who may be pregnant and they have not decided to go and do their labs or an ultrasound or even just take care of themselves, you know, go to the clinic, have your checkups and so on. Because sometimes we do not have time. Sometimes it is through the accident and emergency department that these babies are born. And so it doesn't just put a strain on those directly involved with the mother's care and the premature baby's care. It also puts the strain on the general doctors as well. Because once it's premature, not yet time, these patients have to go through the A&E department. And sometimes we're just called. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we are called and not yet time. So we have to be on the alert. And preparation is key.
Registrar in the Department of Pediatrics at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Joy Walters. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.